say you were comparing how tall you were with somebody, you might say, well, he's not as tall as.
Yeah.
Or you might say, I'm not as tall as.
Yeah, he is.
Or you comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than
you. Oh, better than I can.
Say, you know, when you go visit somebody like your daughter or something, and you knock at the door and she says, who's there? You might not say your name, you just say, it's.
You're there.
If no one else will look out for them, you say, well, they better look out for him.
Okay.
Nobody will do it for him, you better do it.
Everybody there for him, and not yet there for me.
Yeah. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of bread that y'all used to have coming up?
Oh, yeah, we used to have the flour bread, the biscuits. But my mother used to make that bread, and again, there wasn't many people in the neighborhood that did, but she made that bread. She had cornbread, but that passed up.
You mentioned cornbread. Did y'all have different kinds of cornbread?
Yeah, we made it different ways.
Can you tell me about
that? And we used to make what they call cool water cornbread. They mix the meal and cold water and make it into cones and bake that and had a hard crust. And then they used to make it in the same way on a little small paddock and fry. And then they'd make big cones of cornbread and bake. And mixing that, they tend to mix just a little flour and one or two eggs because of the size of the bake pan is going to bake it.
What they call that?
And they call that bake cornbread. And another thing, I started to mention the other day that we were talking about this week, and about the hog pudding was cotton cornbread. In drying the fat out, the meat with that grease coming from, you get all the grease out of it, you press that, and get all the grease from there. What left is called cracking. That's part of the health of fat together. Cornbread made without any is a good cornbread. And I tell you, the college that works with a heck of a lot of cooking for, but she's gone. I told her the other day when she was here about talking about the meat cooking. I wish that they would have made an arrangement for her to cook a good pot of lima beans and some cracking cornbread.
Sounds good.
I knew you about the beans, but just somehow or another from our conversation, I just figured probably you didn't know much about the cracking cornbread.
Sounds good, though.
But I remember a little girl who came out of the grocery store where I bought some crackers. She was at the grocery store. And she said, what you been doing? She said, I told you. She never heard of it. She never heard of it. She said, cornbread. I don't know, I dare be a cornbread one day. And I will. I said.